You heard right, this is Radio Spork Awesome Man.
We meet again at last.
I'm Bongani Njoli.
Hey, this is Jack Burke.
That's like the best guitar player in the world. Self-taught, no lessons.
I'm Zilla, and you're rocking.
Hi, this is Rian Kruiwagen. I'm the longest-serving TV news anchor in South Africa, and my hobbies include gardening and listening to Radio Spookasm. Only one of those facts are true.
This is Radio Spookasm.
You know the drill. Three bands, three movie mashups, rock news, the gig guide with Rob and our good friend Rian Kruiwagen in the mix. What say you, Francois?
I came here to
rock! My name's Graham Robenheimer, and this is Edition 5.
K-Town rocks!
Gentlemen, from this day forward, you will all refer to me by the name Betty.
But isn't Betty a woman's name?
Hello, Radio Spork Awesome.
Before we get to our third band for this edition, we came across this little gem of a chorus.
Wait, feel the solo.
And that's just a snippet of Cape Town indie band Mobbing Barley's track, Purple and Black. We recommend you guys keep an eye out for them as they're poised to release some fresh studio material real soon.
There was a time when good music was rock. Nothing has changed.
Radio Spork Awesome.
Another band poised for excellence. Our number three spot goes only to Asleep in Transit. Hailing from Durban, also I love that name, but currently located in the mother city, according to their Facebook page at least, this indie electro three-piece is ready for big things, and they certainly mean business. I'm especially digging the fast-paced acoustic guitar punk element to it, and the tight keyboards. If you want to win me over, have keyboards in your band. It does seem their last EP, Kaleidoscope, was released some time back, I think around a year or so, but it is still turning heads, and it turned our heads.
And if you want to win me over and get your song on our show, bring out a happy song.
You love your happy songs,
dude. Yes, I do. And I really like the mix between male and female vocals.
It's a
awesome.
Tried and trusted formula. We saw it with Albert. Fuck, we saw it with ABBA. It's the best way to win over fans.
And the tune is very addictive. I found myself humming the tune for days.
The only problem is the last stuff they released was a year ago, and we're very, very excited about the new stuff that they're promising to release soon. Here's your number three track. It's Asleep in Transit with Plans.
Number three.
It's Arena from Asleep in Transit, and you're listening to Radio Spook Awesome.
Have you ever felt that good? That you didn't feel nervous where you stood? I know you by now, and all of your friends are here to say that, dear, we're out of control.
Against your postbox, we between our love to me. This town has got me caught in its great ocean pools. Let's back into our seats where we can get our thrills.
It's almost like we do it cause we love these things. It's almost like we do it cause we love these things. It's almost like we do it cause we love.
Dig it?
I dig it.
I dig it. Waiting patiently for new songs.
Radio Spork. Awesome.
Club feet conjures weird thoughts. Is it skew, awkward, and fat feet, or does it stand for or mean the way someone dances? I like to think that last one's pretty true. Here's a five-piece synth pop band from Australia and the beautiful Mother City. Now, Club Feet's no startup band, no sir. They've been around since 2009 and have established themselves nicely in both Down Under and South Africa. Their last album, Airs and Graces, did pretty well, and while they're still working on new material, waiting patiently, of course, we'll play you some of their old stuff in case you missed it somewhere. Think of an emo dance sound, if that's even a genre, or the light sprinkling of clean guitars, and you got Club Feet.
Dude, don't you think they sound a bit like Foster the People in their choruses now and then?
But much better, because they're not as well known, and I love that about a band.
Yeah, they don't have that complete poppiness about them.
Yeah, but they got that kind of like, I'm driving at 12 o'clock at night and I'm really pissed behind the wheel and I don't know where I'm going, so I'm gonna play Club Feet on the radio.
I do find the synthesizers a bit messy now and then, though. But I do think they've managed to clean up the mix and bring out the important parts in the song.
And with the clean guitars. They've got those catchy little riffs here and there. It sounds fucking brilliant, dude. I love Club Feet. I've been listening to them for some time now. And here it is. Club Feet with Acapulco and Ale. Am I saying that right? Acapulco?
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 Club Feet with Acapulco and Ale.
Number 2.
ballet, but you broke my heart, so what could I say?
This is Eves from Club Feet, and you're listening to Radio Spurgasm. Hope I said that correctly. Yeah, haven't been back in town for a while. I don't know what to say about Cape Town other than it's the best fucking city in the world.
Hi, hier is Graham Robenheimer met die nuus. Een van die dae is my posisie in gevaar.
Radio Spurgasm News.
Dankie, meneer Kreewagen. Our top story. With just less than a month to go before the Foo Fighters rock South Africa, the Everlong Heroes have sent a little personal message to get us all salivating at the chops.
Hi, everybody. We're the Foo Fighters, and we wanted to say that we're excited to come down to South Africa and do these shows. We're here at our Studio 606 rehearsing as many songs as we can so that we can come down and play a nice big long set of old and new songs. So we hope to see you there. I can't wait. Bye.
Bye.
Now, if only all the international rock bands could be that awesome. Meanwhile, Soweto Rockers Blackjacks have a unique competition going on. They're looking for someone to sing one of their tracks in front of a massive crowd at F&B Stadium for the Foo Fighters concert on the 13th of December. Yep, if you think you got the skills, then check blkjks.co.za. That's blackjacks.co.za. In other news, the Plastics have been gallivanting around Europe, again proving that it can be done. The best pretenders play to crowds in Berlin, London, and the Czech Republic. Yeah, super jealous. The Oaks are on a roll, as they've also just released their latest single, All I Really Want, which is showing early signs of success on indie charts. Well done, chaps. For more rock news, competitions, and other cool stuff, check out Cape Town Music Scene's website and Facebook page. They're also giving away Foo's tickets.
It's the Gig Guide with Rob.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, listen, guys. Do you know what a popcorn chocolate prize is?
No. I think it's when you go to the cinema and you got like a big popcorn and you...
Oh, and then you throw in the Smarties or Astros. Yeah,
inside. So as you eat the popcorn, you get chocolate in the middle somewhere.
I don't know what... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't want to make any dirty thoughts. So in and amongst the popcorn end of your slog to do all the work you were too laid back to finish in 2014 are a few amazing gigs that you do need to know about. Friday the 21st of November has Mr. Cat and the Jackal at the Boer in Durbanville, or you could clap it to the rabbit hole and catch Outsider and Traces. Head over to YouTube to have a listen to those bands. They're well worth it. On Saturday, Dead Letter Circus are rocking Mercury Live with the Sleepers and Deity's Muse. Then on Sunday in the Ville, there is a Led Zeppelin tribute show at Hillcrest in the afternoon, which is completely unexpected, but great to mention, so head over there if you're up the side. On Thursday the 27th of November, Van Cocke Cartel are doing a free show at Aces and Spades. And personally, I'd want to go to that, so if I could get a lift from either one of you guys, that'd be great. So, let's talk about that little festival called Synergy Live Music Festival taking place from the 28th to the 30th. It's out at Tierwater's Kloof Sports Club. And this year, the lineup is just a little bit mind-blowing. McCree, Stoker, Reburn, A-King, and Taxi Violence are owning the main stage on Friday. Whereas Saturday has Short Stall, Bombay Bicycle Club, Jeremy Loops, Desmond and the Tutus, and Zebra and Giraffe doing their thing. and we haven't even mentioned every single band there. If that's not one of the coolest lineups you've ever heard, you're probably just a drunk hermit living on the outskirts of Valiesdorp that has accidentally stumbled into one of the epicest weekends you'll ever have this year. Tickets are still on sale at webtickets.co.za, so hurry up whilst you can. For all the other gigsy stuff we didn't mention besides Synergy, head over to facebook.com/radiospookawesome.
And that's how they do it on Broadway.
Cape Town Rock.
Brian.
Hand to watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Hey, you're making me look stupid. Get out here, panda jerk.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Hello, Radio Spork.
Awesome.
Diamond Thug. Sounds like a 007 movie. James Bond and the Diamond Thug.
And they're our number one!
Yep. They're our number one, and they certainly deserve it. The trio's own unique and sexy blend of indie electronic rock. I added the sexy part in. They certainly deserve the number one spot. Look, they haven't released a whole shit ton of music, but it must be said that the stuff that they have released counts. Especially their last single, which just happens to be proving quite popular online, racking up thousands of listens, and it's only been up for a month, I think. It's got intricate and technical guitar riffs, heavy bass, soaring synths, and some brilliant drumming in between. So, more of this, pretty please, Diamond Thug. More of this.
Dude, I think this band's really gonna go places very soon.
And they're well on their way, dude. I think if they get a record label behind the name, if that's what they're looking for, they can only spell big things for them.
Hells yeah.
Dude.
I would just like to hear them make some a bit more upbeat music.
How is this not upbeat? I think you're listening to far too much The XX recently, an early Cure 1980s, A Forest.
Very true, but they can do with some drum and bass beats.
Very true. You sound exactly like Rian Graybar.
But the chick does have a very unique voice, complemented beautifully with a melodic guitar.
You got a girlfriend, eh? Chill out there, eh? Chill. Anyway, this is our number one, and it's Diamond Thug with What I Think I Know.
Number one.
Hey, this is Diamond Thug.
You're listening to
Spook Awesome Radio.
Go!
Diamond Thug's busy touring with Thor Rixon across South Africa, and in the middle of a hectic schedule, the band's currently working on recording a demo album, including a soon-to-be-released single. What up?
K-Town rocks!
I mean, what are we going to do with your hair?
What's wrong with it?
It's a bit thin, isn't it?
It's not thin, it's fine.
Oh, you're not joking. Can't even feel it. It's like brown smoke.
Look, my hair is soft and gentle. I get a lot of compliments about it. Girls like it.
Yeah, not goth girls, though.
What am I going to do, then? Can you help me out?
I don't know.
You must have something to boost it up. Come on, you've got to BTEC National in hair design.
All right. Look, lucky for you, there's this. Goth Juice. The most powerful hairspray known to man. Made from the tears of Robert Smith.
Hello, Radio Spork. Awesome.
This has been edition 5 of Radio Spork Awesome. Thanks so much for listening and for clicking on the link. It's been one hell of a f***ing ride so far. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, dude. And who's been your favorite band we featured so far?
We're not that old yet, but I think Sakawa Boys' Lazy Eyes has definitely been up there. That, them and City Calm Down.
Amazing. And the Sleepovers.
Yeah, dude.
What's in store for edition 6? Oh, we're thinking about doing a metal Christmas hard rock mashup of bullshit edition.
That's right. We're going to be moving away from the rock and indie stuff, and we're going to get some growlers in studio. We're going to get some Children of Bodom and Dimmy Borgir. Okay, maybe not them, but we're going to get some rocking metal Cape Town bands, and we're going to have a co-host of the show, because let's face it, you and I don't know anything about metal.
Yes, so this is a good time to say, if you're in a fucking heavy band in Cape Town or wherever you are, send us your right now.
Yeah, inbox us. You can drop a mail on radiosporkawesome@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter with the same name, Radio Spork Awesome. Also on Facebook, Radio Spork Awesome. Howls, you can even send us a message on SoundCloud at Radio Spork Awesome. We're not Radio Spork Awesome 123 or 1234. It's just Radio Spork Awesome. You know it, baby. We like verified and we don't even have a tick.
And please remember to like the page.
Like the page. Like it. You know you want to like it. You can't see my hand, but it's moving like the Jedi's do. You know you want to like it.
Okay, dude, it's that time.
Okay. All right. It's bedtime for Francois.
Yes. Toodaloo.
Stay classy and rock on, Cape Town.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Radio Spook Awesome.
Radio Spook.